real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. Today, I want to talk about what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 19, verse 24. Listen to this. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus obviously is speaking in hyperbole here, an exaggeration to make a point. He's talking about how difficult it is for people when they have all these riches in the world that oftentimes gets in the way of a relationship with God. It becomes a barrier between them and God. Now, some people have said the eye of the needle is that special gate that camels had a hard time going through. It was very low and camels couldn't get through the gate at the city wall of Jerusalem. That came along later. That wasn't there during Jesus' day. So Jesus literally is saying the eye of a sewing needle, it's easier for a camel, a large animal, to enter that than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Now think about it. Think about some of the richest people on planet Earth. George Soros, he's an atheist. Elon Musk, he said, well, there's probably a God that created the universe, but I'm pretty much an atheist and I'm okay with going to hell. Whew. Bill Gates is a Catholic, but if somebody asked him, what is the way to salvation? How do you get to heaven? I think he'd probably say by one's works. So here's the thing about what we're talking about today. Money does not save us, and you can't take it with you. Now, there's people in the New Testament, obviously, that were very well off and still had a relationship with God. Why? Because their money did not get in the way of their relationship with God. I'm thinking about Lydia. I'm thinking about Zacchaeus. I'm thinking about Joseph of Arimathea. These people said riches are important, but not near as important as my relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus said it best when he said this, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves can break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroy nor thieves can break in and steal. For there where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Our heart yearns for a relationship with God, and money can't fill that emptiness, can't fill that void, can't bridge that gap. Here's the point. Make Jesus Christ the dearest treasure of your life by faith in what Christ has done and through the Holy Spirit's power, because Jesus Christ is our dearest treasure. And we can take him with us. As a matter of fact, the only thing we can take with us into heaven is our faith relationship with Jesus. Now, we tell other people about Jesus, and eventually they're going to follow us. But at the point of death, when it's time to leave planet Earth, the only thing that saves us is the confession of faith that we're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Make Jesus Christ, by the Spirit's power, your dearest treasure. And that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If you feel led, would you consider giving to this ministry? Your tax-deductible donation helps us continue sharing the gospel with as many people as possible. Simply click the link in the description below. So come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.